Brother Eric John Phelps, welcome to the broadcast today, here on May the 8th, 2024, 24/7 World Radio. Brother Eric John Phelps coming your way to give you a, it'll be a message, but more of a factual presentation here concerning the nations always get what they deserve. The book of Galatians says, be not deceived. Galatians 6, 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I'm reading from the AV 1611 King James Bible in its present clarified edition of 1769, the Bible of white Protestant English, Western civilization, especially here in America, which made us the greatest nation in the world, filled with people, particularly white people, who believed it and acted upon it. And so we'll never ask for a replacement, we'll never call for a new translation. However, there will be places where we will clarify it, and in some little places, according to the translators, we may correct it. But we're not correcting it or clarifying it from a corrupted underlying Westcott and Hort Greek text of all the higher critics and higher criticisms. Okay? So this is exactly the position that the Puritans held, and I'm stressing this more and more because we're being inundated with the King James 11 cult, with the AV 1611 King James only cult that's easily defeated in debate and will walk away really once they realize the facts of what they're advocating. Either they're going to have to change or they're going to remain in a cult, and there are many cult leaders advocating King James only, don't even have to consult the underlying Greek text for any clarification. This is a cult. It's a cult. So I'm not part of it. I came close to being in it. I subscribed to Dr. Peter Ruckman's Bible Believers Bulletin for years, learned much of it, but he was really, in fact, a leader of a cult. And he had, I'm convinced, a Jesuit connection, because his position was the other extreme. So, my position here is a position that's always been the position of the English reformers, the English believers, American believers of the past, 400 years. And so I'm reading from the AV 1611. It is perfect in its prose and in its context as the indirectly inspired Word of God. In some places it needs a little clarification, which is not a sin, and we're not changing the translation as far as being able to memorize it. So, in the AV 1611, in its present clarified edition of 1769, we read of Galatians 6, 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We also read in Daniel chapter 4, verse 34, and in the end of days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up mine eyes unto heaven, and mine understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his kingdom is from generation to generation. Now he writes, he states, by the power of the Spirit of God here, being moved by the Spirit of God, and all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing, and he doeth according to his will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? At the same time, my reason returned unto me, and for the glory of my kingdom, mine honor and brightness returned unto me, and my counselors and my lords sought unto me, and I was established in my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added unto me. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose works are truth, and his ways judgment, and those that walk in pride he is able to abase, as he did to Nebuchadnezzar. The Lord is sovereign over the earth. Christ said in Matthew 28, all authority is given unto me, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. The Lord Jesus Christ is this one right here that Nebuchadnezzar was talking about. He was the eternal Son,